Praise God. It is great to know that the Lord is here in the presence of His people. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we sang that song, I just love singing the hymns of old. They bless my heart.
Amen.
And you know, as I look and God lets me see what we're singing, because I like to know what I'm singing when I'm praising my God. It is just awesome. You know, it's only well with our soul when another song, because He says so.
Mm-hmm.
He says so. When we take God at His word, then it is well with our soul. Not when we say so, when He says so. So when He says who He says we are, and we believe it, we're His chosen, and we believe it, oh, there is well with us.
Yes.
Our soul. So I praise God that He has given us His word so that I can read His promises and hide them in my heart that I might not sin against Him. It is a blessing to know God and to praise His holy name. So praise God. Thank you, worship team, for that. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am amazed at how God touches our hearts every week with the worship team guiding us into praise unto our Lord. So praise God. I got a few announcements here. It is Pastor's Appreciation Month. So let us once again appreciate our pastor and just bless him. He does is hard at work trying to do God's will and work within the body and outside the body even. And this is just a blessing to have him. Also, a few dates we want to remember. Trunk or Treat is October 20th. So that's Trunk or Treat at 6 to 7:30 p.m. So if you want to help or sign up or get a trunk to participate with, handing out candy or sponsor something, do something at the event, see Rhonda. She'll be able to help you and guide you wherever you need. If you don't know what to do, let me tell you, God has given her wisdom to be able to delegate, right, Pastor? She's a good delegator. So be blessed. Also, we need some donations of candy to continue to hand out for that night. Also, we want you to remember that our community Thanksgiving dinner is coming. And at that time of the year, also, we hand out community Thanksgiving baskets. So this is the time to be able to be thankful for what God has blessed us with, and it's the time we can donate toward the community with families in need to be able to bless them so that they have a good Thanksgiving with their family and friends. So let's bless. Let's bless. I want to thank everyone that's been participating and working on the kitchen and getting it done. We got the tile laid yesterday, and I just thank God for allowing us to do that. It has just been a blessing. All the men that have participated in getting it to this part, at this point, I just am blessed with. So it is great. But there's still a ways to go. It's not over yet. So God still has, how's the mission at that? There's more to come. Okay. There's more. Well, praise God, how God uses every person in His kingdom. Hallelujah. There is more, because we would like to see that painted. Anybody that went in that room sees that it does need a coat of paint. So if anybody enjoys painting, come see me. Lord, I love Jeff. if anybody, if you want me to be there, I can assist. I am not a good painter, but I can make a mess. if anybody enjoys painting or would like to do that, come and see me. We can make things happen, getting that done, because we want to get the trim up yet. And then we got to get the floor waxed. So we got a lot of things we got to do yet, and then we got to get the appliances in there. So there. Man, I love when volunteers come from other volunteers. It is a blessing to be a part of the body of Christ. I just praise God. Once again, if you want to be a part of getting the kitchen remodeled, see me anytime. I'm always available. We will find things that you can do, even if you don't. Matter of fact, I will tell you, yesterday we laid the tile. None of us, there were several that did not know how to lay tile. We learned yesterday. But it turned out good. We are blessed. God has made it a good thing, and we're continuing to praise his name for it. Also, we are looking for help for in the sound room. Bear is doing that. He just would like to take turns with someone if they would mind. He ain't leaving, but he would like to someone to be able to assist him back here and maybe give him a little break every once in a while or every other week or whatever. He just needs a little bit of help. So anybody that has an ear for music, loves to hear music, hey, come and see Bear. Bear will help. Bear, is it hard to learn? No. If you go back here, you may be intimidated by all the buttons, knobs, and everything, but believe it or not, once you got them set, they're pretty much there. So it's just having the ear to maybe adjust things every once in a while when you get loudspeakers like the pastor. But no, they're looking for help for there. Also, a reminder, the drama team is meeting, those that want to be a part of the drama for Christmas Eve, they are meeting in the sanctuary here after service. Is that what you said? Okay. If you could just meet in here, I don't think it's going to be very long. You just want to find out who is going to participate. The real work is going to be in the next couple weeks, a few weeks. So be here after service if you want to be a part of that. Lastly, I think Ashley Berman, Bayabill, sorry, I don't know, I'm so used to her being my daughter. Yeah, is she still my daughter? He took all the responsibility.
They can't hear me. So I just want to thank everybody that either came out and helped yesterday with the yard sale or even came and bought stuff. Yesterday we raised $615 at the sale. We're getting closer each and every week, but we still have about 12,000 to raise yet. We're about, I think we're on 12,900 now. We got to go to 25,000. But this week I got a phone call from someone who wishes to remain anonymous. For the month of October, whatever is raised, they will match for the well. So from the church. So whatever comes in from the church from the month of October, this person will match it. We only got 12,000 to go. Come on, guys. So I'll let you guys know what we raise and at the end in November for that. And just keep on giving. God is blessing it. It's amazing how much we raise in this amount of time. So thank you all.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, God is good all the time. Praise God. Well, let's see another goodness of God, a gift from God. Pastor, come on up. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you, Harry. Don't forget also past appreciation for Harry, too. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7 and verse 22. Then Jesus answering said to them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised to the poor, the gospel is preached. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we just continue to praise you for everything that you do. And Father, as we here in this place and by live stream and by phone church, Lord, As we lift up your name, we pray, God, that you would just minister to help. Lord, we give you the thanks for it in thy precious name. Amen. We do welcome our home church here, also our live stream and by phone. Dan Baxter asked the question, take the healing ministry away from the gospel. One might as easily pull the sun from the sky, the luster from a diamond, or the color from a rainbow. You see, the words Jesus and the words healing, they are virtually equivalent. Study the ministry of Jesus, and it becomes evident that divine healing was not an add-on or something minor or something maybe trivial. Jesus constantly healed, and there was always an eternal reason for each healing. Guess what we're going to speak on today? Healing. At the end of the service, we're going to pray for people that God would minister, touch. Even if you come up and you want to stand in for somebody, feel free to do so. But we are believing for miracles to take place. We need that. And we ask that this is still the, we still have a God that heals. This is still the age of healing. God still performs miracles and healing. The Word of God promises that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. You believe that? We are not talking about history alone here. We are talking about the current dynamic power of the Son of God to dispel sin, sickness, and trouble from the human body and also mind. This is not a theory, church. This is not guesswork at all. When Jesus touches you, you're going to know it. You will have been delivered from the oppressor. Hallelujah. In Luke 13, verses 10 to 13, Jesus was still trying to reach the Jews in that scripture. You see, he is in the synagogue at this time, and he's teaching. The opposition, of course, at this time is growing very, very big. This is the last time in Luke's Gospel that we find that Jesus is even in the synagogue. He saw a poor woman who was so bent out of shape, she couldn't stand up straight at all. That's what he came in contact with. I can picture her bent over so that she couldn't look up and even see the sky. The scripture tells us she spent 18 years that way, looking down into the dirt at her feet and everybody else's feet. No doubt eating and drinking was probably very difficult for this lady. And she could only rest curled up in a fetal position. Maybe the people tried at that time, maybe they tried to encourage her. They might have said even, stand up. And she would say, I can't. They might have said to her, look up. And she would respond, I can't. They might have said, lift up your eyes, and she would respond the same, I can't. And when asked why not, she would just say, I just can't. Some people have a good case of the can'ts. It might even happen to Christians. Stop doing that. Stop acting that way. Stop saying that. And their response is, I can't. You might be hearing this today and you need to be delivered from your can'ts. The scripture says what? I can do all things. Hello? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Here's an illustration. Have you ever seen a circus elephant tied to a small wooden stake outside of a circus tent? You ever see that? That grown elephant could easily rip that wooden stake out of the ground. But when elephant handlers are training baby elephants, they use a strong iron anchor bar and drive it deep into the ground. And when the baby elephant tugs and tries to get away, it can't and experiences the pain of the shackle on its leg. Finally, he gives up and stops pulling. Gradually, as the elephant grows up, they replace the iron anchor bar with a wooden stake. That's why the grown elephant doesn't pull away. He doesn't think he can, so he can't. It's not the stake in the ground keeping him in place. It's the thought in his mind that keeps him there. Wow. Everything, church, listen to this, everything that Jesus was doing for the woman was set her free and not tie her down. Everything that Jesus was doing was to set her free. Not to tie her down, but to set her free. When Jesus ministered from Judea to Galilee, people came from all over, all directions to hear him and be healed. Sickness is the great interrupter of life. It is. It enters without knocking. It ruins every plan that we have, mocking the idea of certainty. It diminishes hope for the future. It intrudes like a burglar in our homes, touching every part of our life. In sickness, as in any other battle, there are losses even for the believer. Wow. The pain and the uncertainty of illness, usually it amplifies the sense of loss experienced by a person. The common feelings of loss are this. There's a loss of control. Suddenly the body, rather than obeying you, has its own agenda and behaves any way it pleases. There's a loss of identity. In the scripture here we see it. Talk there in Mark chapter 5, the lady in the who had an issue of blood, didn't name her name at all. But her sickness identified her. Sick people lose their identity in their sickness sometimes, just like this lady did in Mark chapter 5. Lost her she had a name, but they labeled her as the woman with the issue of blood. One is no longer the person they were. They are the person who has an illness, who is disfigured. Then there is the loss of certainty. You know, with a chronic illness, everything comes contingent upon the condition. The loss of resources. The woman in Mark 5 said she spent everything she had. And then in Mark chapter 5, the lady here, she had a loss of hope. She tried everything, and the scripture says, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Wow. And as a last resort, this lady comes to Jesus hoping against hope that he could heal her because she was desperate enough to do so. Everything we have, church, and everything that we are has to do with Jesus Christ. Everything we have. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians that Jesus was the very foundation of our faith. So the question that people probably ask at different times is, does divine healing happen today? Does divine healing, that's a question that people are asking, does divine healing happen today? So the question of answering this, are people then healed today of various diseases? Is there a supernatural touch in our generation for those with sickness? Is there? Full gospel churches today believe in divine healing. I believe in divine healing. This church believes in divine healing. There is no question in my mind that God still heals the sick. Look at Jesus' commission. Go to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Starting with verse 15. Look what it says. And he said to them, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Wow. Wow. God never gave any of these signs or miracles for a show. He did not. They were not designed to fill a tent with curiosity seekers. And as one man said, they were not divinely provided to fill a television program with entertainment. Not at all. They were given to bring honor and glory to Jesus. That's why. And we understand that Jesus healed the sick when he ministered here on this earth. And there was no sickness too great for Jesus' power. He healed lepers from which there is no known cure even today. He healed the cripple, restoring all the nerve functions that had been damaged. He healed. It was, and it is Jesus' nature this very day in 2021. It is his very nature to heal, to relieve, to soothe, to calm the suffering and the hurting. He is concerned about you this very moment as you sit here or listen by phone or live stream. Healing is in the atonement. He went to the cross for our healing. He took the stripes for our healing. He paid an incredible cost to effect our healing. And when you are divinely healed, it is Jesus Christ who has done the work. He healed you. Not a preacher, not an evangelist, not a book, not some type of a method. It is Jesus Christ who heals. I believe you can receive a touch from Jesus this very day. I believe it. Don't think even for a second that there is anything you can do to affect your healing. There is nothing you can do. It has already been done at Calvary. Jesus did it at Calvary. There is no certain way to pray other than in the name of Jesus. It isn't the volume of the prayer. It isn't the length of the prayer or the place you pray it. Your healing is all because of Jesus Christ. We need to get our minds on Christ. We need to saturate ourselves with Him. We need to read the Gospels over and over and over again. We need to live the stories that were given to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Your love and devotion to Jesus will grow by leaps and bounds when we do. You will fall more deeply in love with Jesus than ever before. And as a result of that, whether you are aware of it or not, your faith will be growing. Wow. There is nothing really mystical about it at all. Nothing at all. Jesus is the Son of God. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants the best for you. He died for you. He paid for your healing by the stripes across His back. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When He healed the sick there in Galilee, He will touch you today. He will touch us today. He's going to do that. I believe it. There is still healing available. You see, divine healing is for today. Divine healing. In closing, in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, it says, and healed all that were sick. He took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. There is no way to rationalize any of that away. Christ paid the price. Christ paid the price. The method by which that healing is applied to your sick body is through faith. It isn't the preacher who anoints you. It's not the oil that heals you. It's not a preacher from some faraway city connected only by airwaves. It's not that at all. It is your personal faith in Jesus Christ that heals you. Focus your attention upon Him. Focus on Him. Not methods, not men, nor anything else, but focus on Christ. Christ is the healer. And church, no one ever cared for you like Jesus. No one. Let me share with you some healing confessions. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness and pain, for God sent His word and healed me and delivered me from the pit of destruction. Wow. You have given me abundant life, and I receive that life through Your word. And that life flows to every organ and tissue of my body, bringing life and health. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid growths, tumors, blood diseases, heart malfunctions, cancers, strokes, arthritis, high blood pressure, or any sickness or disease of any kind to inhabit my body. I am delivered out of the authority of darkness, and every organ and tissue of my body functions in the perfection to which God has created it to function. Hallelujah. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, permeating my veins with resurrection life and sending healing through my body. Hallelujah. The Word of God has become part of me. It flows in my bloodstream to every cell of my body, restoring and transforming my body. The Word has become flesh for You. Father God sent Your word and healed me. Wow. Father, as I give voice to Your word, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes me free from the law of sin and death. Your life is energizing every cell of my body. Wow. And to that we say, amen. Bear's going to play a song here. I want us to listen to it. Jesus is in the healing business, church. He still is. And I want you to hear this song, What a Healing Jesus.
When walking by the sea, come and follow me, Jesus called. Then all through Galilee, the sick and the diseased, he healed them all. Jesus hasn't changed, his power is just the same as when he walked the shore.
Hallelujah.
This God of yesterday is still the healing Jesus, now and evermore. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus for such a time as this. Arise on ye Son of Righteousness. The Spirit of the Lord now is upon me, anointing me to heal the broken hearts, open prison doors, set captives free, to comfort those that mourn and fill their lips with praise, to pour the oil of joy, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. What a healing Jesus I found in you. What a healing Jesus you restore, refresh, and renew. You're my healing Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
For such a time as this, arise on healing, Son of Righteousness. You're here on ye wings, Son of Righteousness.
Hallelujah. Well, that's for Rhonda to come. She's going to pray for some people. Ruthie here. Oh, yes, over here. She's going to be playing. Keep in the attitude of prayer. And also that Jesus is the healer, church. He's the healer. We still live in days of healing. We still live in days of healing. I know the guys aren't here. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe we got so much a big offering they had to count it 3 or 4 times. I have no idea. Jesus heals. And if you need a healing, or you know somebody, you want to stand in proxy. We want to pray for you that God would minister. He's still touching lives today. No matter what the medical field may say, Jesus is healing. And he will continue to heal. He will continue to touch. That's why he went to Calvary. So if you're here today and you like prayer, we want you to come forward. Thank you.
Thank you.